Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about something that I see a lot of companies do. And I just saw the folks at Clothes.com, happens to be Stelly's company, do this very recently, I think a little quietly.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
But I go stalk his pricing page and his site sometimes. So I saw this. And so I'd love to talk about it. So what they've recently done, and I'd love to hear the thinking behind it, is for their CRM, they've launched a starter plan. And that's for 1 to 3 person teams. And it's at $35 per month if you pay monthly. And it's right under $29.75 if you pay annually. And prior to that, their lowest plan was actually $65 per month if you pay monthly and $55.25 if you pay annually. So with that, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this because this is a very common practice that companies do. And I'd love to just understand how you folks thought about it. And I think it'll be really beneficial to the audience to kind of hear what this sort of thinking was like.
Yeah, so this took us a very long time to launch, right? So we, from day one, we launched in January 2013 with Clothes. And from day one, our lowest tier plan was like $65 a month if you paid monthly. And from day one, we had a lot of competitors that offered a lot cheaper products and entry prices. But they always, if you looked at their kind of a comparable product, we were always, you know, at the same range or even a bit more affordable. We just never wanted to compete based on price. We always wanted to build and create the most value and build the best fucking product for our type of customer, which are small and medium-sized businesses, and wanted to just crush it, help companies close more deals and drive more revenue where it wouldn't matter, you know, if you close a couple of deals more a month because you have the right tool in your hands, that's tens of thousands of dollars more in value to your business. It doesn't matter if you're paying, you know, 65 or 45 or 35 or whatever bucks a month per user. So that was our philosophy from day one. And I think that philosophy served us pretty well in the early days. I think one thing that happened kind of slowly and it built up more and more over time. And I think we were a bit tone deaf to it and a bit kind of with a blind spot around that was that, I mean, we always believed in and invested in founders and startups and the smallest companies possible. We always knew that we are probably going to be one of the few, if not the only CRM that's fully dedicated on small and medium-sized businesses and never gets pressure from the market to go upmarket and go after the enterprise. So we always invested a ton in teaching entrepreneurs, in teaching freelancers and designers, in teaching